Greetings and welcome, dear listeners, to your Wild Soul Reflection with your host and guide, May Ruth. Today, we are coming around on our 13th day, and we're heading very much into the Aries equinox. In fact, tomorrow on the 19th, we will arrive at 0 degrees Aries, and we are very much in need of a celebration. The word that I am musing and reflecting on today from Bendy's wonderful Soul Whispers prompts is the word blossom. And this is very appropriate for each one of us because as we've journeyed through the winter, we now come out and we are very much in the bud stage. And more than likely, with a little light shining on us, we will very much open into our blossom, what I'm calling our blossomhood. Our blossoms are filled often with color, and we are probably still remembering and reflecting and perhaps even questioning what happened during the germinating and incubation stage, the dark, which is a very, very necessary part of bringing us into, quote unquote, our blossomhood. The germinating and incubation stage is the dream world, is the time for dreaming. And dreaming is our nighttime dreams, but I'm really talking about that kind of dream situation where we are deeply in the cosmos. We are part of the stars as it is, but there's a time when the stars are very much in the sky, but they also are in the deep darkness and hidden in that part of the cosmos where we cannot see what's going on. But now we are in the transformative, coming into our blossom and into the light phase. In this day before we proclaim the spring equinox, which is actually the astrological new year, we very much are noticing things about ourselves that perhaps we had not seen or recognized before. Being a blossom means that we are in rejuvenation, and it's now time to truly acknowledge that what was can never be again. What was in the past can be recognized and understood, perhaps, and acknowledged, but we cannot go back and pick up what no longer fits. The womb space in which we were growing is no longer appropriate. We cannot fit into the old space anymore. So what I did with the Soul Whispers, I decided that it would be so very appropriate to use Bendy's oracle cards. She has a wonderful set of oracle cards called the Daily Truth Oracle Cards. And what I've done is I've drawn three cards to ask a question. What is happening as we embark upon being the blossom? As each of us is in a new space. And the three cards that I received seem to be very much in tune with our newfound identity, definition, and freedom, because now, as a blossom, we are in a open, freeing stage of self. The first card that I received, it says, abundance is here, abundance is everywhere. And that is so descriptive of spring. Abundance is now. You are in total alignment with the abundance of the universe. See the beauty of nature and its growth and release. That's exactly where we are as blossoms. Revel in your deep knowledge. Observe yourself thrive. This life is full of wonder. Fill yourself up and proclaim, I am abundant. And along with abundance, we get another piece of wisdom. And this is, step by step, I keep going, because that's really what needs to occur in terms of being a blossom. In every step you make, you are moving forward. There's always progression, even though at times it can feel like you are moving backwards or going very slow. And this is because we have just come out of dream time. It takes a little while to awaken one's full blossomhood. Improvement cannot always be seen. The progress you're making could be at an internal level. Keep going. And the word for this is, I am doing this thing called life. And the third card admonishes and advises us and encourages, I am aligned with the universe. Life gives happy moments and life gives huge challenges. This is the purpose of a soul's journey, flowing with all which life shows you. And the ability to balance this will strengthen you. Absolutely. Each one of us as a blossom will become stronger as we look out into the world. Align yourself with this universal energy and flow. The word is, I flow with life. And so I want you to take something important to you. Just take one thing. And I want you to take it, and I want you to, for the next days, take that question, that situation, that idea, that circumstance, and bring it close to your heart. Center it within yourself. And let yourself learn how to declare your intention to make a decision and to stand for yourself in this spring awareness, because that's really what the equinox is all about. It's about understanding and standing in the love and the awareness and the wholeness as you become whoever you have decided you want to be. So I'm going to return tomorrow with another word, which will bring us into full awareness of what this journey has been about. So until tomorrow, from my heart to your heart, much blossoming love. Bye-bye for now.